Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The County Drug Task Force, Sheriff's Deputies, Supa Police, and state law enforcement personnel, as well as the U.S. Marshals, eradicated more than 26,000 marijuana plants yesterday morning. Law enforcement utilized two helicopters in the effort at a site in the Mill Creek drainage near the Hoopa Reservation. The plants, ranging in size from 4 to 6 feet, were pulled out. Several loads of garbage and debris at the site were removed as well. The investigation into who ran the garden remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A CHP officer performing a traffic safety patrol on Highway 101 at Little River witnessed a motorcycle with no license plate and initiated a traffic stop. The driver of the motorcycle, reported to be 40-year-old Richard Ryan of McKinleyville, failed to yield and led the officer on a pursuit lasting about 5.5 miles. Ryan exited the freeway at the Cornell off-ramp in McKinleyville and continued through Dow's Prairie, with the officer trailing him. CHP officer reported that the motorcycle had continuous mechanical trouble throughout the pursuit, and Ryan finally pulled over on Fieldbrook Road. He was taken into custody without incident, faces misdemeanor charges as a result. Former 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith, who has stepped down early due to health issues, stopped in for Talk Shop to discuss his time on the Board of Supervisors. Smith, whose resignation went official last Friday, is fond of using the term team and passing credit for accomplishments off to others, and that has not changed. When asked about any accomplishments or projects he's proud of during the tenure on his board, Smith says,
"You know, the projects, some of which we never really got done, but some of them that we did, and I'm really proud of and talk about it all the time, the seven counties coming together and realizing they could be effective as a team. But that coalition building, it wouldn't have happened if we would have had dissent. We would not have been the best in the state of California. We would not see the probability of lower bills, in fact, for municipalities like Eureka and the outlying areas, because we were able to generate money into the Martin Slough project."
As member of the Seven Rural Counties Commission, Smith worked hard to raise the voice and espouse the concerns of rural communities in Northern California, and others noticed as well.
Or in the future, better things are even going to happen with the next round of bond money, because the team is in place. It doesn't need me. The team's there, and they're accomplished. They know the strategies. They've made it work with the lead agencies, and they're going to do it. So it's been done, and I feel so good about the people who have come together to...
You can listen to the remainder of the interview on our website at KINS1063.com. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Top state Republican leaders have called for hearings into how the state managed to miss the fact that the state Parks Department was sitting on millions of dollars in unspent funds. Senate Republican leader Bob Huff wants the directors of the state parks, finance, the attorney general, and a controller to testify about the situation and any irregularities surrounding the money. Last month, it was learned that the State Parks Department was sitting on more than $50 million in funds in the face of steep cuts to the parks budget that led to the closure or the threat of closure of more than 70 parks across the state. Locally, the Board of Supervisors in Humboldt County teamed up with citizen groups to keep local state parks open when funding cuts were not necessary. Now Republicans want answers. Officials from the Six Rivers National Forest announced that the largest fire burning, the Dillon Fire, has been fully contained. The Dillon Fire, which began last week, burned more than 300 acres, was part of a series of 20 fires that were ignited last week. The cause of the fires remains under investigation. Highway 96 has been reopened to two-way traffic. Fire resources are being reassigned to other fire areas. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.